let's say, Pastor Shin really say that let's go to the Pakistan ministry missions, then you should be able to say, yes, I will go. Because of this, because of that, I can't go. Then God is actually about to give you the blessings, and then you're actually rejecting the blessings. Regardless of your conditioned state, you should really be prepare yourself financially, all this workplace, you really have to be ready. Then wherever you told me to tell me to go, I can go. Then the disciples will be the center with their worship in themselves and only Jesus Christ. When Jesus Christ really called all these people, some of them really believed and some were actually doubting. For the sake of the God's kingdom, those people who really have all this attitude, they don't have any reason. Then they should really have the heart of obeying. As the teacher, there are the students who can actually easily teach. Yes, I will do it. And then we say it, the teacher will say something, and then they just try, use their own brain, and then they just need to follow. They don't really do that. It's the same thing. Disciples are the ones who really do things according to the word of God. We should do this, we should do that. Then if it's the word of Christ, Jesus, then I will obey. Because Jesus Christ is the one who has all the authority in heaven and earth. Someone who has this kind of attitude in their mind. So if the God has really told you to go to this field, yes, I will go. You should really prepare yourself. Otherwise, it will be your loss. The disciples are the ones who follow the Jesus, who will really go with the Christ. John 15:7. Then we should really remain in God, in Christ. And then if you just remain, then you will have the fruits. You can't really bear any fruits if you're away. So without Christ, and if you cannot really bear any fruits. So you should really remain in Christ. John 15:5-7. You just need to remain and don't leave. Then you can actually bear the fruits. It's not about doing something. You just need to be with God. You just need to decide. You take action. John 16:11. You really have to follow the good shepherd. Then you follow the pulpit message. Then he will give you the answer of the disciples. Matthew 4:19. Come follow me, Jesus said, and I will send you out to the fish for people. So if you really follow Jesus Christ, and then you're going to be the fisherman of the man for the sake of evangelism. So how can the disciples grow? Then there's no other way but to through the worship and the word of God. Matthew 4:4 said, Jesus answered, it is written, man shall not live on the bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Just because of this person, if I really follow this person, then I can actually have the growth. If you go underneath the some famous people, those people who can actually be able to listen to the God's word and under that famous person, then that person can actually grow. But then if they don't really listen to God's word, then following God's word is very important. Sermon 1:2. But whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night? Revelation 1:3. Blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear it and take to heart what is written in it, because the time is near. Second Timothy 3:16. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. Acts 6:4. And we'll go out, give our attention to prayer and the ministry of the word. The early church was really becoming the church that was used by God. So all the time, you really have to discard yourself. You really have to read all these things when you have your own time. Luke 9:23-24. Then he said to them, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will save it. Matthew 16:24-25. Then Jesus said to his disciples, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will find it. So those who want to believe Jesus Christ, and they really have to take that cross and follow Jesus Christ. Then it's very difficult because no one wanna deny themselves. They don't wanna have any burden on themselves, and it's difficult. Many people will think that following Jesus Christ is very difficult. But the path of the disciple is to deny themselves. You really have to take the cross as the burden, because Jesus Christ will take the burden. It's not something that you will have the difficulties, but rather it's the things that you can get close to God. Philippians 2:5. In your relationship with one another, have the same mindset as Jesus Christ, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. You have to be really humble. If you're not humble, then the disciples will not follow. If that someone is showing off, I did this, I did that, then this person, the other people will be like, oh yeah, that's great. Then someone like Jesus, how can we really serve God if you really have the ministry? In the ministry, then you just try to stand at the place, then try to teach, then these people, then the disciples will not follow them. Just like Jesus Christ, if we really have the mindset to really serve others, you should really have the serving. Romans 12:1-2. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and prove what God's will is, his good and pleasing and perfect will. So your life is to really given to God, and then you really have to think of reviving and saving others. The disciples, they will be really thinking of how to serve. You should really have the love. It's not about the love of God. It's not love to receive something in return. I gave you this, then you have to give this me back. It's like the agape's love. The agape's love, those who really have, then those who have the love of Christ, the love of God, then you should really experience the love of God. The more than what you think, that love of God is much deeper and wider, and it's all hidden. So if you really can experience this love of God, and then we can actually serve each other. John 13:34-35. A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. All the people will admit, then everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. Then they'll be really thinking, yes, they are really Christian, and they will really accept as a Christian. John 13:40. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. Very truly, I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them. You've been sent. God is the one who sent you to the people. You shouldn't go up your owner. That someone that you're actually serving, you should really serve him so that, like, this person is actually your owner. Then you will be blessed. Galatians 5. You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humble in love. For the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command: love your neighbor as yourself. If you keep on biting and devouring each other, watch out, or you will be destroyed by each other. If you keep fighting, you really have to love your neighbor like you love yourself. If you cannot love others, then you should really experience the love of God. Mark 10:45. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. You shouldn't be served. You should serve, and you should serve to each other. Matthew 28:19-20. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. The path of the disciple is, you shouldn't really be choosing this person, I like this person, I don't like this person. You're only thinking about your own benefits. Matthew, Mark 16:15. You should go all the people, all the nations, all the people. Even if you don't have the language, you cannot really communicate with language, you have to serve all the people. So with what kind of power should we really have all this? Acts 1:8. So we will receive the power. Romans 1:16-17. The disciples, they don't really hide. Then someone who really hides, and all in front of all the people, I serve God. Someone who really testify like that. And then everyone look at them, they're just like Daniel. Whoever look at him, and then they knew that Daniel is the one who prays to God all the time. I'm the God's person. I'm serving God. I'm not serving king. I'm serving the Lord. Then because I'm the one serving God, so I will not follow the rules that was given by the king. The life of the disciples. 2 Timothy. Preach the word, be prepared in season, out of season, correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instructions. The life of the disciple is the one to declare the word of God. So good or bad, you really have to do it. John 8:31-32, let's read together. To the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, "If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." What is the disciples? If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. What is the foundation? Your foundation is the God's word. Your foundation is not really the word of the someone who is just trying to teach you. I bless all of you to produce all these people who will proclaim the word of God throughout this week. Please give us the feeling of the Holy Spirit to spread all God's word. Let us be attached with all the disciples who are just like us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.